Morning, students. Question.
If Queens doesn't offer its workers a fair contract by February 3rd, who will be affected? Anyone? Answer. Those who live in residence, use university facilities, eat in campus cafeterias, and attend classes and labs.
So basically everyone.
Correct. It's time for Queens to take responsibility and ensure the well-being of their workers and students.
Message brought to you by QP Locals 229-254 and 1302.
Tickets are now on sale for Side by Side, Union Gallery's annual major fundraiser. Join us on Saturday, February 8th for an afternoon of live music, artsy activities, and a lottery-style draw where everyone is a winner. Take home a one-of-a-kind artwork and support Union Gallery's nonprofit mission. Come visit the exhibition or check out the online catalog to see the 100-plus works available. Head to uniongallery.ca and get your tickets for Side by Side today.
I listen to a really good song, I start nodding my head like I'm saying yes to every beat.
Yes, 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 this rocks.
And then sometimes I switch it up like,
no, no, don't stop a rocking.
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
Explains things. There's an outer chance.
little bit of brand new Destroyer there for you with Bologna. Hey folks, you already know what it is. Friday morning, indie wake-up call. It's me, your host, Jesse Bell. Thank you so much for being here with us. It is a cold, chilly morning here in the city of Kingston, albeit not quite as cold and chilly as it's been throughout much of the week. Because let me tell you, when I woke up Monday morning, I wore two pairs of gloves, a sweater, a long coat, but I made the mistake of only wearing one pair of pants, apparently, because that was enough to give me a bit of a chill. Bitter cold. I'm hoping this is the apex of the kind of crummy winter weather that we'll see, because last winter, knock on wood, was actually quite nice. I remember running in February quite a bit. It was like a beautiful time of year, so ideally, we'll get back to that. If you've been listening in at all over the past couple weeks, you'll know that in addition to playing the freshest and most interesting CanCon and new music, kind of like that last track, Bologna, there, we've also been using January to celebrate anniversaries for songs and albums that are hitting major milestones in 2025. We started with 20 and 25 years, respectively, looking at releases from, well, the year 2010, so 15 and 20, 2010, 2005, we've looked at 1990, 1995, last week we did the 1980s, 80 and 85 respectively, so this is going to be our last long-term trip down memory lane. Let's look at some anniversary releases from the year 1975 and 1970, mixed in with all the fresh, hot, and new content that you know and love. And 1975 and 1970 are very fascinating years in North American popular music. Certainly, there is a ton of groundbreaking stuff and a lot of music that is dealing with very, I would say, touchy subject matter, both at the time and even currently. To me, especially, 1975 was the mainstream music populace and public trying to grapple with the aftermath of some fractious changes, especially in North America. We're talking Vietnam, we're talking the Civil War, oh my God, Civil Rights Movement. Trust me, I think the Civil War had been well and truly processed by that point, but the Civil Rights Movement. So there's a lot of tracks that we're going to play today, including Tired Eyes by Neil Young, Hard Times by Curtis Mayfield, Don't Interrupt the Sorrow by Joni Mitchell, Down on the Street by the Stooges, that really do deal with life in this new strange post-war era and the difficulties that come with it. When we jump back to the music of 1970, there isn't this sense of looking back on. It's actively experiencing in the moment. It's quite an interesting mix with a lot of the new, fresher stuff we've got today. In addition to our throwbacks, we're going to hear music from bands and artists like the Blue Stones, Dublon. We've got Michael Kiwanuka. We have got Lucy Dacus, Maddie J, Magdalena Bay, all that and so much more. We're going to mix in a couple of those awesome release radars as well. It's a jam-packed morning here on CFRC 101.9 FM, and you know it, Friday, it's a real murderer's row. It's like the 27 Yankees. We are jam-packed, loaded front to back with great programming for you fine folks. Well, let's get back to it, and our next track is one of the premier hits from 1975 and one of my favorite one-hit wonder songs of all time. It's the British band Ace with the smooth song all about, well, a lot of people assumed it was relationship strife, cheating. In reality, it is, like many other great tracks of this era, about inter-band strife. This is How Long on your Friday morning indie wake-up call, and we're going to follow that up with a song that is both past and present. It is Orville Peck's cover of the 1975 classic Rhinestone Cowboy featuring TJ Osborne. Don't you touch that dial, folks. A lot of great stuff still to come, but for the time being, here is the premier one-hit wonder of the year 1975. This is Ace with How Long. Thank you.
of persuasion. Don't admit that it's part of a scheme, but I can't help but have my suspicion, 'cause I ain't quite as dumb as I seem. Oh, you said you was never intending to break up a scene in this way, but there ain't any use in pretending.
Down like you lonely. All you really need is that rainy day love. Rainy day people all know there's no sorrow they can rise above. Rainy day lovers don't love any others that would not be kind. Rainy day people all know how it hangs on your peace of mind. Rainy day lovers don't lie when they tell you they've been down there. Rainy day people don't mind if you cry on a tear or two. Rainy day people always seem to know when you're feeling blue. High stepping strutters who land in the gutter sometime need one too. Take it or leave it, or try to believe it, if you've been down too long. Rainy day lovers don't hide love inside, they just pass it on. Rainy day lovers don't hide love inside, they just pass it on.
Never turn the cameras on. The gods and the knocks went home. They do a fine enough job on their own. Your true self, oh, they'd love find it, makes you much less hard work to predict. One of these labels bound to fit. You wouldn't do, and it's always one step ahead of you. Of a licensee, yes, hallucination. The cathedral, prison, where the dreams of the citizen can only tell you what is wrong with them. Forgetting the engine of civilization. Thank you. a cigarette. Found no better means of revolt yet.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this January and February at the Broom Factory, featuring a mix of big-name acts and some local favorites. On January 18th, don't miss Canadian alt-rock duo Mountainhead. January 24th features local indie rock outfit Cassador. On January 26th, Bedouin Soundclash takes the stage. February 7th sees Busty and the Bass come to town. And on February 19th, it's a special Wednesday night rock show with headliners Dear Rouge. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
Calling all SGPS members, CFRC 101.9 FM is going to referendum this year to seek continuance of its optional student fee. Help your campus radio station serve our community with news, music, arts programming, podcasts, and more. Watch your emails for ballots from the SGPS and vote yes to continue CFRC's optional fee on January 29th and 30th. Thank you for your support.
Shot four men in a cocaine deal. He left them lying in an open field, full of old cars with bullet holes in the mirrors. He tried to do his best, but he could not. Please take my advice. wasn't supposed to go down that way. But they burned his brother, you know, and they left him lying in the driveway. They let him down with nothing. He tried to do his best, but he could not. Please take my advice.
Why everyone you know is gonna die. Foolish heart. everything eventually.
What's up? What's happening? This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call. It's me, Jesse, your host, as always. And you just heard part of our 1975 throwback, so a song turning 50 years old in 2025. That was Hard Times by Curtis Mayfield. Prior to that, we had Light On by White Denim. Prior to that, we had Tired Eyes off the 1975 album Tonight's the Night by the one and only Neil Young, one of the more He describes it as a bleary-eyed look at a deal gone wrong. I think it's just a startling portrayal of what life was like for people living rough, living on the streets at the time. Also in that music block, we had Father John Misty with the beautiful, lush, orchestral, gorgeous Mental Health, a song that is a newish release, late 2024, but also with the way it's arranged, the strings, the ballad sensibilities, kind of feels like it wouldn't have been out of place on the airwaves in 1975, the mid to late 1970s, kind of the heyday of the schmaltz AM rock. I'm just mostly talking about Meatloaf. But it was a common trend and trope to have those kind of strings backing your melodramatic schmaltzy ballad. Obviously, Father John Misty has a lot more tact and control than a lot of the artists at the time did. It's just a beautiful track. I love that one. Prior to that, we had Rainy Day People by Gordon Lightfoot off 1975's Gord's Gold. And we started the music block off with one of my favorite one-hit wonders of all time and one of the biggest hits of 1975, How Long by British band Ace. And fittingly, merging the past and the present, we also played Orville Peck and TJ Osborne, their cover of the Glen Campbell classic from 1975, Rhinestone Cowboy, turning 50 years of age in 2025, one of the, I was going to say, most important country music songs. I don't know about that. I think Wichita Lineman has probably got that beat in terms of Campbell's releases, but man, oh man, do I love Rhinestone Cowboy. It is the perfect synthesis of over-the-top cheese and masterful performances. If you haven't listened to Glen Campbell's discography, folks, it's worth a trip down memory lane. He is unbelievable. So successful at the time, and rightfully so. Just a tremendous musical artist. Coming up in the next music block, we're going to hear from Ethel Cain. We're going to hear from Joni Mitchell, although maybe more of what you'd expect from Joni Mitchell. Last week for the 1985 portion of the show, we played Fiction, her main release off her 1985 album, which is a beautiful disaster. It was a beautiful disaster. I love Joni Mitchell. Totally unrecognizable. It's got like synth pop and almost electronica energy to it. It just does not really match who she is. But this next track is a little more what you would expect. We're going to play Don't Interrupt the Sorrow off The Hissing of Summer Lawns. You're also going to hear music from The Blue Stones, The Stooges, Dublon, all that, and oh so much more. And the next time we come back from break, I'm going to tell you about a really cool experience I had last weekend involving Queens football, and maybe, just maybe, give you a little bit of advanced intel and information. Sound like a plan? I'm your man. Okay, let's get back to it. Coming up next, we have Ethel Cain with Onanist.
prophet, which is be polite. A room full of glasses. He says, your notch is liberation doll. And he chains me with that serpent to that Ethiopian wall. Anima rising, queen of queens. Wash my guilt of Eden, wash and balance me. Anima rising, uprising in me tonight. She's a vengeful little goddess with an ancient crown to fight. Truth goes up in vapors, the steeples lean. Winds of change, patriarchs, snug in your Bible belt dreams. God goes up the chimney, like childhood Santa Claus. The good slaves love the good book, a rebel loves a cause.
A Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters. This isn't actually an ad for my new show. You want to join me, Zach, every Saturday at 8 p.m. for your favorite 90s hits, throwbacks, and deep cuts. We'll be playing you songs like this all night from 8 to 9 p.m. So join me as I take you to the 90s.
But then I scroll through my feed and get the feeling back. too.